Thank you and good morning. The Mendocino County Sheriff's Office, along with state and federal agencies and the California National Guard, conducted a marijuana eradication operation at several locations in the county last week, including properties in Laytonville and Leggett. In all, more than 40,000 growing marijuana plants were confiscated, along with 7 firearms, processed marijuana, and at least 1 honey oil butane hash lab. 14 people were arrested and will face cultivation and possession charges, along with a host of environmental charges related to illegal grading, water diversion, and pollution. The city of Eureka has lost an appeal surrounding a lawsuit brought by the North Coast Journal over the availability of police car dash cam footage. The Journal requested dash cam footage related to an excessive use of force case brought against former Eureka Police Sergeant Adam Laird. The city attorney argued that because the footage was used in an internal investigation, it was part of the officer's personnel record and unavailable. The California First District Court of Appeals ruled otherwise and said that the dash cam video, a public record, cannot be considered confidential. The city has until the end of August to appeal the ruling to the state Supreme Court. Detectives with the Eureka Police Department are searching for the driver and any occupants of a Jeep that was involved in a series of vehicle collisions and a suspected shooting in Eureka last week. Police contacted one man, 58-year-old Kevin Couturiere, at the hospital, where he was being treated for a superficial injury to his arm, an injury that came from an undetermined source, although Couturiere said that he had been shot. He was later arrested for being in possession of heroin and a shotgun shell. Police suspect that Couturiere had deliberately rammed the back of the Jeep twice, the first time at Long and D Streets and the second time on I Street. Police don't believe this was a simple case of road rage, and they are looking for a blue Jeep Cherokee that should have moderate damage to its back end. Anyone with information is asked to contact authorities. The Yurok tribe has announced that for the first time in its 54-year history, the tribe's annual salmon festival will serve no salmon because of low stocks of fish on the Klamath River. Tribal chairman Peter O'Rourke said in a press release that it was a very difficult decision and that he hopes festival goers recognize it was the only responsible option. Tribal officials point to poor water management practices that allowed juvenile salmon to die off in 2014 and 2015, and O'Rourke said that there are not enough fish to feed families, many of whom will need food assistance as a result of this man-made catastrophe. Jordan Christmas has news from Hoopa.
The closure of Ray's Food Place in Hoopa has left tribal members without a nearby grocery store, and the County Department of Health and Human Services will team up with other groups who have been providing assistance to the community. There will be a demonstration regarding food canning, dehydration, and other preservation techniques, and Food for People will also be on hand to distribute fresh produce.
Thank you, Jordan. Pacific Gas and Electric will begin on-site gas meter inspections this week, an effort that will last through mid-August. PG&E employees and contractors will have personnel out to inspect residential meters for damage or inoperability, and residents will see those inspectors on or around their properties. The inspections will begin in the northern part of the county in McKinleyville and Arcata and work south before finishing up in Fortuna. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. At last Tuesday's meeting, the Board of Supervisors voted 4-1, with Rex Bone, the lone no vote, to change the designation of some properties located around Humboldt Bay to allow for development of industry and commerce that aren't strictly coastal dependent. There are currently some 1,200 acres zoned as coastal dependent industrial, and opponents to the proposal to allow for other uses point to the possible future development of an east-west rail line connecting the bay to rail hubs to the east. Supervisor Mark Lovelace addressed that on Talk Shop.
There's good reasons that this land has been set aside for that, and there's good reasons that we need to continue to make sure that over the long term it's preserved for that. But we also recognize that in the interim, this stuff isn't going to be happening for a long time. If there was to be an east-west railroad, you know, under best-case scenario, we'd be looking at probably 50 years or more before the first train would run.
Lovelace also pointed out that by allowing for other types of businesses, the proposal doesn't change the need to preserve property for strictly CDI purposes.
This whole change to the definition of coastal dependent industrial, it's not a zoning change, it's changing the allowable uses within that zone. So anything that is allowed under coastal dependent industrial is continued to be allowed. it adds to that the ability to do things that are industrial uses, commercial uses, the same kinds of things, but not necessarily coastal dependent.
Now that the supervisors have approved the proposal, it will go before the Coastal Commission for consideration. And that's the news on this Monday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.